Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno, the security advocate. That's the website too, right, Scott?
Absolutely. TheSecurityAdvocate.com.
So check that out. And we're talking about ransomware and the fact that it doesn't matter whether you're a little bitty company or not. It doesn't matter whether you think you're not important enough for people to get into your computer knickers there. It's a matter of the fact that that if you'll let them in, if you'll be dumb enough to open up a bad link or a file or an attachment on an email, they'll send a little animal in there to encrypt your software. I mean, encrypt your stuff and lock it up until you pay them money. And so when you pay them off, Is it generally accepted that they'll go in and fix it? They'll actually do what they say they're going to? I mean, are they trustworthy? These criminals, are they trustworthy enough to actually let you go?
You know, this comes back to the old rental car commercial, not exactly.
Right.
There are two schools of thought here. Any security expert you talk to will tell you never, ever pay because, A, there's no guarantee they pay.
Right.
And, B, it sort of perpetuates the model. And, C, it tells them that, oh, hey, look, here's an easy mark. We can keep hitting this guy.
Right.
However, there was a big speech made a huge waves in the security industry probably about 2 weeks ago. An FBI agent at a convention actually said, look, we honestly tell companies who call us a lot of the time, just pay it. You'll get your data back.
Yeah.
And the security industry itself had a lot of pushback saying, hey, that's crazy. What are you doing? So there is some view on each plate.
I think most people are going to pay $1,000 to get their stuff. Most businesses
exactly.
Pay $1,000 to get their stuff back.
Yeah, if you get your business stuff, your family photos, whatever it is.
Do you know people who've had this happen to them?
I do.
What have they done?
In one case, a friend of mine actually from college just sort of said, "Ah, so I get hit, huh? Oh well." Luckily, he had enough things on other systems that he hadn't lost that much data. And, you know, as you can imagine,
so
being around me.
He just lost that computer. Did he have enough control over his computer to reformat the hard drive?
Well, that's the thing. It's actually pretty easy to clear this stuff off. It's not
It's
hard to get it out. It's just once you cleared it off, the data is already encrypted.
Right.
However, depending on how this is set up, sometimes, not always, because the newer ones generally encrypt in the background, then notify you,
mm-hmm.
Some versions of it will notify you while they're still busy encrypting your files. So if you see this notification, it's not a bad step to just depower the device. And by depower, what I mean is take out any power source. So if it's a regular computer, completely unplug it.
Right.
Or if it's a laptop, actually pop out the battery and make sure once again it's not plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
And then call a security expert. Because if that's the case, it might have only encrypted just a little bit.
Right.
But like I say, this idea of keeping your backups in place is so critically important. Because look, you love your listeners. I want to help people.
Yeah.
The biggest thing here, make sure when this hits, you're ready.
Right.
Because obviously, it's going to tag you a lot of times.
Will any of my security programs I have on my computer, will they protect me against something like this?
The best answer to that is sometimes.
Yeah.
And what often happens, because this stuff is constantly morphing and quote-unquote improving, when, let's say, your antivirus program or some other type of protective device like a firewall or intrusion protective system will get a signature for this. That signature will then change with subsequent versions of the malware.
Mm-hmm.
So as newer versions of any given ransomware comes out, it's designed specifically to get around your systems. So assuming the systems will catch everything is risky business.
Right. Yeah. Your best defense is your own behavior.
To a large extent, yes. You know, up to date,
and you got to make sure your people get trained too, right?
Oh,
because
for sure.
You hire some new person. Of course, these kids, the young kids coming in, they ought to know that.
And one of the things you want to always make sure is if someone at your company gets one of these little big pop-up windows saying your stuff has been encrypted, make sure they know that you're not going to kill them over this.
Right.
Because if it comes out and they're too frightened to say something,
right,
it's going to keep spreading throughout your system while they're going, oh, no, what do I do?
All right, so quickly, if your computer gets this and you don't want to pay it and you've got it backed up in the cloud, right? You got all your stuff backed up
mm-hmm.
in the cloud. So what would you do? Go in and format that hard drive or take it out
point,
and throw it away? Quick, I only got a few seconds.
It's always a smart idea to call in a security expert to do it.
Just
but yeah,
it.
You want to basically strip out your system, and then you can repopulate it off
instead
your backup.
Instead of throwing away the whole computer.
No, God, no, no, no. You can definitely save the computer for
there
sure. It's just the data
that's just
bit.
The data on the hard drive, yeah. Hey, Scott, give us a website quickly, please.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Scott, good job today. Well done. Thanks.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Scott joins us. Watch out for that ransomware stuff, folks. I got to go for this hour. Jim Blaxingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.